Blog Talk Radio.
Studios. We're so happy that we're coming in today on Thanksgiving Day. I'm quite sure a lot of you thought that we weren't going to even be doing a show today. But you know what? Sometimes you got to make a different sacrifice. You got to go beyond the norm and do some things that you've never done before to get different results. And so, since this is like a universal day where everybody all over the universe is not necessarily celebrating or giving things or surrounded by turkey, ham, dressing, macaroni and cheese, greens, whatever you prepare for your family, not everybody is having that privilege of doing that. So Thanksgiving to somebody else may be just being alive, you know, in Israel because of the war, you know, shooting, you know, kidnapping, somebody's child, somebody got killed this year. So a lot of things that we sometimes take for granted, others are not taken for granted. You have the homeless, they're out there on the street, probably not even constantly aware that it is Thanksgiving other than somebody saying it. But the meal that they may used to have, they don't have that luxury anymore. But you might have been invited to more than one setting, where you can sit down at somebody's house, enjoy their company. Somebody's not doing that today. So some things that you are saying you're thankful for, somebody else is saying, well, you know what? I'm so happy just to be alive. You know, I'm so happy in my surgery. I came through my surgery today. Can't eat no turkey, can't have no dressing, but I'm just thankful that I'm here. You know, somebody is just looking for the first time and after the operation, seeing maybe wasn't going to make it. The doctors say they wasn't going to make it. But, hey, the prayers of the righteous availeth much. It prevailed. It came through. Somebody might be went to jail last night. We don't know the situations. You know, people in prison, I'm quite sure they don't have a table that's spread like yours where they can just get what they want. They're receiving what they can get. So, of course, I am celebrating a little different today than I normally would and have done in the past. You know, I didn't fly in to see my grandkids or to be with them. I'm not with some of my siblings where I know that there's nothing lacking on the table. People are laughing and talking, having a good time. But I got a lot to be thankful for. I tell you, God has done some marvelous things here in my life, and I can just count back. You know, if you look back on last year, and just bring it up to now, how many things, not just when I say things, but what is it that you can just come up 10 things and say, man, I made it through this. God provided me with this, you know, my mind, got my mind straight, you know, I can see my way now, or he brought me through this trial. I had a hard trial this year, but he brought me through, you know, and not only this, because he kept food on my table, but I'm not outdoors, you know, I'm living well. I'm able to receive the word on a daily basis. I'm able to comprehend the word. The Lord is talking to me, you know. I feel special. You know, these are things that sometimes we overlook and don't give him the praise for. I was reading something, and today, Joel Osteen, he has a book with declarations, something for every day. I normally try to keep up with it every day, but I've gotten lost track because so many things are coming my way, and reading and trying to accomplish things that I see God has in store for me. But I wrote something, and most of all, I want to say happy Thanksgiving to you that are listening and that are just enjoying yourself. Maybe you're with families and friends. Maybe you took a flight out somewhere today, or you just went around the corner. I don't know what you had planned, but I want you to learn to say thank you, Lord. And I want to say happy Thanksgiving to you. But I'm going to read this. It says, I declare I am a people builder. I will look for opportunities to encourage others to bring out the best in them and to help them accomplish their dreams. I will speak words of faith and victory, affirming them, approving them, letting them know that they are valued. I will call out the seeds of greatness, helping them to raise higher and become all that God created them to do. Do you know how many people they have never heard this before, that you are a winner, that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, that God has a purpose for you being here, that God loves you, and that the Holy Spirit wants to lead and guide you in the right direction? Do you know how many people don't even know that Jesus died on the cross for their sin and honestly believe it, that he really did that? How many people are disputing the fact that he did die because they have not met the risen Savior? Do you know how sweet it is to wake up in the morning and be able to say, Lord, I thank you, for this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Do you know how many times a Christian reads his Bible but really don't even believe it? He gives a mental ascension to his children, will even defend it against his enemy. Even ministries suffer from this occupational hazard. As long as things are going well, we speak great about God. We talk about the authority concerning the greatness of God. But when we meet with a crisis, our authority and words vanish into thin air. And there's nothing so bitter as to know the way out of a circumstance and not take it seriously. And the reason that we don't get out of our troubles is many times because it is the first opportunity to call attention to ourselves in a big way. When we have had enough of our reckless life, and then we'll learn how to change our mind and our direction of living, and we'll do like Jeremiah said. He said, thy words were found, and I did eat it, and thy words were unto me joy and the rejoicing of my heart, for I am called by thy name, O Lord, God of hosts. Jeremiah found God's word and ate them. He said, how am I eat God's words? How do you really come to know the Lord? How do you read his word and come to understanding who it is? What exactly was Jeremiah doing and when he said to eat the word? He was talking about to meditate on it and to be influenced by it. Have you been influenced by God's word to change your mind and your thinking? about who you are and why he loves you. It says, we used to sing this song, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me. So these are things that we learn as a child, and then as you become an adult and you run into crisis, you begin to question whether or not the things that you learned in Sunday school or things you learn in Bible study, whether or not they're really valid. You begin to search yourself to see, I don't know. I don't know if there's a really Jesus, because you have not allowed the word to come into your life and manifest itself and to know that he is real. And then you got to come to that place just like we do today. It's a recognize across the board from the east to the west, the north to the south, wherever you are. Many people may not understand what it means to be thankful. I didn't say grateful, but thankful. Is there a difference between grateful and thankful? Thankfulness is a prominent Bible thing. Like in 1 Thessalonians 5, 6, and 18, it said, be joyful always, pray continuously, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Did you hear that? Give thanks in all circumstances? Thankfulness should be a way of life for us, naturally flowing from our hearts and our mouths. And then Psalms 136:1 says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endureth forever. Here we have two reasons to be thankful: God's constant goodness and his steadfast love. When we recognize the nature of our depravity and understand apart from God there is only death, our natural response is to be grateful for the life he gives. Then Psalms 31 said, give praise to God for his deliverance. David writes, I will exalt you, O Lord, for you have lifted me up out of the depths and did not let my enemies gloat over me. You know, your enemies want to take you out. It's the, O Lord, my God, I call you for help and you healed me. O Lord, you brought me up from the grave. You spared me from going down into the pit. You turned my wailing into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy, that my heart may sing to you and not follow in an obviously difficult situation. Sometimes your circumstances can surround you and blind you from saying thank you. Your circumstances can blind you and keep you from saying thank you, because you're focusing on what's happening to you and not how God can bring you through it. This Psalm of Thanksgiving not only praises God in the moment, but remembers God's past faithfulness. It is a statement of God's character, which is so wonderful that praise is the only appropriate response. Praise, thanksgiving, is the only appropriate answer to any response. I say praise and thanksgiving is the only appropriate response you can give to a faithful God, whatever you're going through. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There's no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever would be. Forever. God is a God that doesn't change. He has a plan, and you are part of the plan. So all you need to do, if it's today, if you really, really wanting to have something to say, then you need to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you for my life. Thank you that you brought me out. Thank you. I was sick, but you healed me. Thank you that I have my family and my friends. Thank you for, maybe it's your job that you're thanking God. I might not like the job, but thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. I might have transportation. I might have to use alternative transportation, but thank you. I might have a loved one that I truly love and they don't treat me right, but thank you anyway. Thank you. I have children. They might not call me, but Lord, I got had the children. But thank you. Thank you anyway. Thank you. They're in your hands. Thank you. You know, not everything might be pleasant today, but tomorrow you don't know. Oh, God is a good God. He know how to turn situations around. He know how to bring you out of the storm into the sunshine. Thank you. Today you might be eating turkey. You might be eating greens. I don't know what your spread is like, but tomorrow it might not be like that. You might not even can eat nothing. You don't know. But thank you for today. I praise you. But we have guests that are coming on the line because I want people to say, just call in and say, I want to know, what are you thankful for? What has God done for you? And it's not even just year to year, moment to moment, but why are you so thankful? Why do you thank God for what he's doing for you? And I just wanted to open up the mic today and just allow my friends, my family, just to come on the station and talk about what is it that you're thankful for. And I have my Auntie Benny on the line. And Auntie Benny, are you, Uncle Benny, are you there?
We're here.
Awesome. Good. Well, you're on the line. Give us some things that you two are thankful for.
First of all, we're thankful for salvation and that we're forgiven and that
yes.
God our sins into the sea of forgiveness that meets from the east, from the west. They never meet up again. And I just thank him for how he does that. I thank him for being the great I am, whatever we need, when we need it. And he just steps in and handles it and just performs a miracle if he needs to be. He'll change the aura or the nature of something just because we're his children. And I'm so grateful for that today. I thank him for being in control.
Most
and
definitely.
I thank him for his master plan for our lives. When we try to plan in one way, his plan prevails. And I'm so glad that it does. And I'm grateful for that. I'm so grateful because we don't know. He's smarter than us. So much smarter than us. And I'm grateful most of all today, right now, that his plans for us does not change because of our circumstances.
Right. Oh, isn't that wonderful?
His plans for us do not change. They remain the same. His love for us doesn't change. Nothing is altered because of all the stupidity, okay?
Right.
His plans do not change. And I'm just grateful for that he does know what's best, and he has the greatest plans for us, and they're not altered, and we can depend on him and rely on him. His faithfulness is awesome. It's just awesome.
It is. I agree with you because that's the ultimate plan is what he has in mind for us, and I know that we constantly have our goals set aside. Sometimes the things that we want to come to pass, and sometimes they don't. And I'm almost, in a sense, to say thank you for that, because sometimes the things I want are not really what I need. And I know the word says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, said the Lord, Isaiah 55:8. And it should give us great relief in knowing that whatever he has, he wants the best for us. And it does have to reflect his plan in our life for what he wants for our life. So I'm happy about that. So where's my uncle at today? You see there?
I'm right here. I'm right here, baby.
Well, talk about what you're thankful about.
I'm thankful first of all, for living, because a long time ago that the doctor told me I wouldn't get live to be a life for age.
What age was that he said you wasn't going to live to?
12, 13.
What?
I thought you'd been dead a long time ago, but I'm 74. I'm thankful for miracles. Miracles that he have worked out through my life. And living today to hear you on air. And I'm thankful for that.
Thank you.
Not knowing that I have a whole bunch of nieces and nephews, but one of them is on the air talking to me.
Yeah.
Now, there was a time that I was slow and I had to wear a beard, but now I'm glad.
Wow.
I'm glad.
That
I'm thankful
no
for all
I
of that.
I remember, Benny, Uncle Benny, when you were staying with us, and we didn't understand, you know, what was going on, what problem you had. You know, your parents tried to explain to you, but when you're kids, it's just something you just can't seem to wrap around the understanding. Why is our uncle like this?
Yeah. I had to wear bibs. Remember that? I had to wear a bib with a pocket on them. I slept so much in it. Until it wasn't why my mother or father had taken it off of me and pulled the water out.
Wow.
My saliva gland wouldn't hold the water in my mouth. Somebody had to tell me to wipe my mouth.
Okay.
Now I'm made whole. I'm thankful for that on Thanksgiving Day. Sitting there for years ago. And they told me I never will be married, but now I'm thankful for I got a good wife and everything.
And how long you been married?
Huh?
How many years you guys been married?
Just about 35 years.
Wow. See, you cannot let people tell you what you can't do or what God does not have for you. Somebody could have talked you out of that, and you could have believed it. And I don't know, a lot of people did. Was laughing. I might have been one of those that was laughing at you. Benny said he was getting married. You know how family is. The family mean well, but they don't understand your story. They don't understand what God is doing.
No. So I'm thankful for that.
I'm really thankful. I am too, because it's a miracle to us. We've seen it. We have seen with our eyes what God has done in your life. Do you understand that?
Yeah. Yes, I understand it.
God allows you to be visible, to see something when you're a child, and then grow as an adult and see Him manifest the love that He has for your relatives, because, you know, there were many days Auntie Betty that Uncle Benny was laying on the floor because he was having an epileptic fit.
Yeah.
Yes. I haven't had one of them in years.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's been about 8 years. Yeah,
10 years. I haven't had epileptic grandma, whatever you want to call it, in years.
Wow. That is awesome.
So I'm thankful for that.
So how do you give... Okay, when you're talking about this, and this is something that really, we've seen it with our eyes, and we see what's happening now. So explain to the audience what happened with you. Did you pray about this, or how did this come around? What did you do to believe God for your healing.
When I was little, I had since didn't know how to believe God, but my father and my mother and the elders that was in the church, they had faith for me because it was a little woman. I know you know it. Hester Smith, well, her mother-in-law came to me, I was sitting right in the middle of the audience. I wouldn't even think about being saved or preaching or nothing. But she came to me and to prophesy, said, the Lord said he's going to heal you. And I've been healed ever since.
Wow.
Ever since. When I was little, about, I was about 13 years old. And then I haven't slept since I was that little.
Okay.
Still, it grieves a little bit, but I'm thankful for I'm well as I am.
Yes.
That could not be so. But I'm preaching. I had two strokes. The Lord brought me out of that.
Two strokes.
So, yes. The Lord brought me out of that. Now I'm here at Lord Baker helping one of my friends build his church.
Okay. That's where you are now in Lord Baker. All right.
Yes.
Awesome. So, Auntie, you just had a challenge also with your health. Is that right?
Yes. My knees didn't want to move my body anymore. So I had to have surgery, and it ended up being life-altering surgery because my heart tried to go out and take me out. But God stepped in right on top and said, "You shall live and not die and declare my word." Yep. So it wasn't over yet. Thank God for that. Yep. Thank God for that.
A couple of months ago?
Yeah. About 6 weeks ago. Yeah.
Okay.
The doctors were standing there trying everything and wasn't anything working until I called on Jesus and told him that he was the creator of this body and, Lord, you know how it's supposed to function and I need you to regulate me. It was a right now God. And immediately, the numbers and my heartbeat went back to what it was supposed to be, and they standing there scratching their head. Said he would confound the wise, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Yes, he said he would confound the wise, and it's been okay ever since then. Yep, God is good.
Okay, listen, I'm gonna take a break. I'm gonna come back to you too after this commercial break, and then we're gonna talk more about what it means to be thankful.
Okay.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
This is a Queen Vander Power Nugget.
Did you know that it is by design that we aspire for greatness? Don't allow fear or insecurity to delay the inevitable. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4 lets us know you, dear children, are from God and have overcome them. Because greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world.
Hi, this again is your host, Joy Brown with the Pastors for Punch TV studio. And today we do have our special family that's on the line today, and we're talking about things that we're thankful for. And I was thinking about some of the example of believers being thankful in the New Testament, as well as Paul was heavily persecuted. Yet he wrote, "Thanks be to God who always lead us in triumphant procession in Christ through us. He spread everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of Jesus Christ." And a lot of times we, as the body of Christ, that's where we find ourselves, in the same places where you have to learn how to be grateful no matter where you are, what situations that you're finding yourself in, and you have to learn how to say thank you regardless. We should be thankful because God is worthy of our thanksgiving. He and it's only right for us to give him credit for every good and perfect gift. It says come from him. And he said, when we are thankful, our focus moves off of selfish desires and off of the pain of current circumstances, and we realize that what we're doing, we're expressing thankfulness helps to remember that God is in control. I heard Auntie Betty say that's what we do. We're thinking because God is in control. Thankful is then not only appropriate, but it's actually healthy and beneficial to us. It reminds us of the bigger picture, that we belong to God and that we have been blessed with every spiritual blessings, and that we have abundant life. So it leads us into a place of gratefulness. Now, I know some people say, well, I haven't been feeling good. I've been sick. But you still can say thank you. You might say, well, my husband left me. You know, we had a good marriage, and now he's gone. And I thought that would last. But you can still say, have something to give God praise for, because you know what? If he bless you with that husband, then I'm quite sure he can bless you with another one. We don't always know what it is, the chemistry that causes breakup in relationships. They could look so heavenly in the beginning, and then we allow the enemy to come into the mix of what God has put together, and we become self-centered. And sometimes the person that we are with, sometimes that's not even who God desired for us. But because we wanted it, he permitted it to happen. And so you got to say thank you. Thank you for the time that he allowed you to be with that person. There's somebody that loved one is gone because they passed on, you know. And that's a heavy burden to carry. And you still got to learn how to say thank you in the midst of whatever situation you're going on. The Bible says, be anxious for nothing, but by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the God of peace will keep your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. So it's just, it's his desire. It's his way. And he knows how to satisfy you. And most of all, he says, first seek him, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things he will add to you. Sometimes you misplace your praise, and you begin to place it on people and things, and he knows how to bring it all back around again. Sometimes you can get overly involved into people's life and things that you want, that you forget about him, that you don't consistently get up and thank him for what he's doing. But he has a way of bringing you right back so you can learn how to say thank you in situations that you find yourself in. And sometimes we don't know how to make our way back to him, but he knows how to bring you back. So I we have Elder Brown on the line and Sister Brown, and we were talking about things that we are thankful for. Now, you have your mother is in Memphis. Is that right, Betty?
Yes, she is.
Okay. I thank the Lord that she's 91 years old, and God is yet keeping her. He's keeping her mind. He's keeping her and strengthening her body. I thank God for that. And I was thinking about one of my favorite scriptures is Habakkuk 3, where it says, "Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation." And in that scripture, there was a lot of negative stuff going on. Nothing was going right. But at some point, Habakkuk realized, if I just go ahead and tell you, thank you, Lord, and find some and praise you for it anyway, for the outcome, then I know it's going to be okay. It's going to work out. And so even though we didn't have some of the situations that Habakkuk had, we have some situations. But if we go ahead and thank God for it, you know, we can praise our way out of it. We can really praise our way out of some situations instead of murmuring and complaining and giving up. You know, some things you can praise your way out of, okay, because that's watering it. You know, because you've heard the words, you know God's going to bring you out. But if you begin to praise the Lord, that's like a quick way out, man, okay?
Yeah, I was just getting ready to ask you, why is giving thanks to God so important?
It is so important because God that pleases God. And it makes it move just a little bit faster for you, a whole lot faster, as opposed to you just complaining about it, you know, and just back into the natural. If you have children and they're complaining about stuff, it makes you a little less hesitant to reward them with things, you know, or to go the extra mile for them. But if we just start telling God, thank you, Lord, I know I'm in a situation, but wherever you are, in the valley or on the mountaintop, God said he would never forsake you nor leave you. So you know you're not there alone. Thank God for that.
Right.
So he's aware of the situation. He's just waiting on you to come to him with it and to acknowledge and say, Lord, I just thank you. Then he can move on your situation. And when he moves on your situation and in your situation, something happens. I mean, it's miraculous. It's standing. It's just amazing when he moves in your situation. So thank you does a lot of stuff. Thank you it moves mountains. You know, we said it must have seen move the mountain, but with God, thank you moves the mountains. That we couldn't with our physical strength. It lets God know you appreciate him. And since they appreciate me, so let me do some more. And let me make sure I go down and I see about my children. Let me see. They in trouble. You know, just like Matthew would see about the children, okay?
Right.
So it just lets him know that you appreciate him. We've had some storms where God gave me peace. Such peace.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a peace that surpasses all understanding, undescribable. Don't make no sense peace. Even in the midst of the storm, if somebody will say, how are you doing? I say, I'm well. And then they look at you like, you know, why are you and all this going, okay, yeah, but you know, but I know who got me. And I know who I am, whose I am, who I belong to. And I know he got me. So, either way it go, I'm gonna come out on top. The fight is already fixed.
Mm-hmm.
So I can have joy and I can declare that all is well. It's okay.
Right.
I'm not dwelling on the situation. I'm dwelling on the situation resolver. And telling him thank you the entire time. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this test. Mm-hmm. Thank you for the situation. Because I know you're going to bring me out. I don't know how, and that's not my job to figure out how. All he asks us to do is to believe, and to receive, to be received.
That's how you become complete in him.
Yes.
That's how you
and
become
that's
complete.
That's where the peace comes in. The peace that surpasses all understanding. Where you can be in a situation and you can still have peace.
Right, exactly. No matter what's going on in your life, the peace is already knowing that God knows what you're going through. He knows how to bring you out. He knows how long he's going to leave you in a situation, whether it be good or bad. Some experiences that we have are awfully good experiences, but you don't know how long that experience is going to last. That's why he said in everything to give him thanks, no matter what it is. He just mixing it all together, you know.
Yeah.
To rise up, to call the rising up in you to say thank you regardless what's happening. You know, it's
mm-hmm.
in you.
And
for whatever's in you, it has to come out of you. And you have to learn how to be reliant on him for whatever that you're needing, regardless when it comes. You still got to say thank you. Thank you is a form of in advance of knowing that you're taking care of me.
That's right. That's right.
It's expressing.
Exactly,
it's an expression of appreciation that's good for everybody, and that's and when you don't say thank you or show gratification, it causes hardness in your heart.
Yeah.
Toward people,
when somebody's doing
something for you, and you don't come back and you don't say thank you, it develops a hardness in you of fellowshipping with that person. Then that person thinks you're not grateful. It's the same thing with God, because you don't come back, you don't say thank you, you don't act like you're grateful for what I'm doing, you know. You think everything is revolving around you. You become arrogant, you become self-centered, and you start believing that you don't need to say thank you because you're achieving everything on your own. A thank you actually comes from gratitude when someone else is doing something for you. So if you think somebody's not doing for you and God is not making a way for you, then there's no need in your mind to say thank you.
Right. And then when you say thank you, it has a way of clearing your mind and seeing God work your situation out.
Right.
Because as long as you're complaining, you're looking down, you're allowing doubt to come in, and you're not, that closes your mind to what God is getting ready to do to work that situation out. But when you start saying thank you, it clears your mind to say, okay, God, I see which way you're going now. This is going to be okay. It clears your mind accurately. And you can start refocusing on the things of the Lord, something else.
Right.
You know, it's time to move on. I can remember trying
right.
to have a, I tell the Lord I'm allowed 3 minutes to break down if, you know, in a situation, right? 3 minutes. I'm allowed 3 minutes, God said, okay?
No, you got 3 minutes. Is that some patent you got on them?
I don't know, but he said you allow 3 minutes to, you know, to break down, cry, or whatever you want. But when you get through, I need you to focus. I need you to refocus.
All righty.
Okay? I'm going to need you to refocus, and I'm gonna need you to just say thank you and see me working this thing out. And as I begin to say thank you, I can see him working it out. But I laugh sometimes.
Exactly.
I said, Lord, I only get 3 minutes, huh? That's it.
Okay.
You know, the murmuring
and
complaining.
That's going to be a fast 3 minutes. You know that, right?
Yeah. I mean, he won't let me do it long. Okay.
Yeah.
But as you begin to say thank you, you can see your way out.
Yeah.
You know, it's
yeah.
like being in a maze as you begin to read. Your mind is cleared. And I think God does it like that to let you know, look, it's over. That's it. You know, all
right.
Let's keep moving forward, okay? You know,
that's good.
But I thank him for that. I really thank him for not letting me stay in that place.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
For long.
Good. Right.
Because if I stay there too long, I might want to live there, and I don't want to live there, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-uh.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the Bible says he's a compassionate God anyway. That's what drove him to heal people, because he was compassionate. You know, and the Bible says, in everything, give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. We are to be thankful not only for the things we like, but for the circumstances we don't like. And when we purpose to thank God for everything that he allows to come into our life, then we keep bitterness at bay. And we cannot be both thankful and bitter at the same time.
No, you can't.
So what we do not just thank him for the evil, which is evil. Something is basically something that happened, because there's some things that's been happening in the world that we don't understand. You know, some people have lost some kids over gun violence. It's some families have lost a husband, a wife, because of jealousy. Some children's lives were taken because of some murderer, and we don't understand it. But in everything, he said, not that I'm pleased with what that has happened, but because of who I am, I want to sustain you and give you life. Although these things have happened, because he know that there's sin in the world, and that's what sin is doing, is ruling in people's mind and taking people's thoughts. So that's why he said, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And after something tragic happens to people, even tragic is happening when you lose your mom to some sickness. That's tragic to me. And
yes.
But he knows how to bring you out of that, to lift you back up into his arms where he can show that he care for you. I care for you. And although mom may have suffered through some, your dad suffered through some illness or whatever, he knows how to bring the family back, you know.
Yes,
he knows how to bring husbands and wives back when they done had a terrible fallout. And it was destined. It should have went into a divorce, but it didn't, because they opened up themselves to being loving to one another and understanding that God's love, and allow the Holy Spirit to cause their hearts to be softened. Sometimes in marriage, we don't allow the Holy Spirit to soften our heart after you have a disagreement with a loved one. And if he can't soften you, then, of course, your mind is goes the opposite direction, as this person is not for me. And all you need to do, he's trying to soften you up, just like he did with Pharaoh. He hardened his heart toward Moses.
Yes, he did. Yes,
that he
did.
May arrive at a point to release his people. And then Pharaoh's heart was softened because of the tragedy and the things that he went through. And he said, well, go ahead, take your people. Go ahead, get them. And he allowed he allowed that little moment for him to be softened and to surrender and to give him what God wanted him to give. He had to harden him first. He had to harden him to prove to Moses who he is, and you are afraid of this Pharaoh. But in the midst of him hardening Pharaoh, in the end, to prove to Moses that he was God, he softened his heart to give God what he told Moses he wanted to do. I'm sending you to go get my people. That's what he said.
Right.
I'm sending you. Oh, and that was a confrontation. Like me, I got to go back to this guy, this people that raised me up and I turned on him. You got to send me. He always send you back to people that just hate you.
Right. Right.
To prove to him that I will prepare a table in the presence of your enemies. You know, who would do that? Who can do something like that but God?
Uh-huh.
Where he will make your enemies
your foot
do for you. Ain't nobody
that's
do
right.
nothing like that. That's
nobody
enough to say
God.
Thank you for.
Your
enemies.
Yes.
Oh, brother, that's enough. I got enough. I got to quit this. You got to go to it. You got to take your place in your mind. I mean, Auntie Betty, he'll take you to a place in your mind where it will settle your spirit and it will calm the most difficult part of you where you don't understand and make you surrender and say yes. Just like you guys had plans to do something else today. I talked to you and you was strictly, I'm going to do this, we're going to come here and we're going to do that. I know that was your plan. I know the plans you have for me.
That's right.
He's not to harm me. But he didn't want you on that today. He wanted you just to enjoy him and just be there where you are and just relax. He didn't want you out stressing out about nothing.
Right.
Did you know it's 91 in Los Angeles? The degrees?
Yeah.
So you know how much it would have been? And where you were going, it would have escalated. It would have been too much.
Okay, so there's a reason and a purpose for everything.
Yeah, there's a reason for everything. Everything. You know, everything.
And then you have to think,
he's good.
And then everything doesn't have to be always negative. and mm-hmm. and we think so much is working against us, we can be positive because the word said all things work together. All things work together for the good of the Lord.
Right. Exactly.
All. So it may not seem like it's working out, but all things work together because there is a reason and a purpose for everything. Nothing.
Yes,
God does nothing just to be. Nothing happens just to happen. There's a reason
right.
for everything.
That's true.
Yep. There is a
now,
reason
for
everything.
I'm going to let you finish out this time with us. I'm going to play one more commercial because I have a wonderful lady that is doing something awesome for the company, and I want to make sure I put in that commercial for her, Queen Vanda. And then I'm going to let you and Uncle Benny close out my day-to-day, which has been awesome having you on here. So hold on 1 second.
This is a Queen Vanda Power Nugget.
Did you know our afflictions have value? 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17 lets us know our light, afflictions, pressures, trials, and tribulations, which is but for a moment, a point in time, a season, a mark, significant, worketh, achieved, accomplishes for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
This is a Queen Vanda Power Nugget.
Did you know that we have to keep first things first? 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 3 lets us know, I exhort, desire, instruct, therefore, that first supplication, prayer, intercession, a coming together, a conversation, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, presidents, and all who are in authority. For this is good, beautiful, honorable, in the sight, in the presence of God, our Savior.
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you Nabuki?
Okay, thank you. This is the Pastors for Punch TV Studio, your host, Joy Brown. And we are getting ready to close our show today. We had an awesome guest, surprise guest on the show today, Reverend Uncle Benny Brown and my aunt Betty Brown. We've been talking about what it means to be thankful and what do we have to be thankful for and why do we give God the thanks for all that he's done. So we have a few minutes left on this time, and I want you to just pray, you know, and ask God for blessings upon the people of God everywhere, and also for Punch TV Studio, and on behalf of our CEO, Joseph Collins, keep him in your prayer and the staff, and let God just move on you. So just give us a couple of minutes of prayer before we end this show on today.
Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We pray that you give everybody a positive attitude about their own self and accord you. In Jesus' name, we pray that we know that you are God and you are God alone. And we are positive towards you and ourselves. In Jesus' name, Amen.
Praise the Lord. That was a short one. But it don't take a little bit of honey to sweeten up the world.
Lord, we just want to thank you. We thank you, Lord, today that we are above ground. Bless those, Lord, that need encouragement today. Let them know, God, that they can find peace and that whatever they need in you, God. Bless those that are homeless. Lord, bless those that didn't get anything to eat today. Lord, feed them. Feed them, God. It's only you know how, God. Bless somebody. Lord, you know how to move your children in the direction that you need to move. Move somebody, God, to help those that are in need. And, God, we thank you for those that are missing family for the holiday, Lord. We thank you that you will be a comforter to them, God, that you will bless them to know that they're not alone, Lord. You're always with us. You said you would never forsake us, God, nor leave us. Thank you, God, for being our great I am and knowing what we need, Lord. Send somebody, use your saints, Lord, to go and minister and to comfort, God, deliver, God. Don't let them stay in that place, God, that they feel all alone and like there's no hope, God, because in you there is hope. And, God, we thank you for it. We can see the sun. We're above the ground, Lord. Thank you for shelter today, Lord. Thank you that we went to the bathroom without being on dialysis, God. That's a blessing right there for somebody, Lord, okay? Lord, thank you for the children, Lord. Guide and direct them, Lord, and help us as adults to nurture them in toward you in the direction that you would have us nurture them toward, God. Because, God, it's not about us. It's about you. And this day is about you, God. This day is about you, God. It's about you, God. And we recognize and you get our greatest hallelujah. It all belongs to you, God. And we just want to thank you for this day, this second, this moment, God, and want you to show yourself for real in our lives. And we will allow you, Lord, because you say you're a gentleman and you're not going to make us. You're not going to force your way, God. But give us a humble spirit, God, a receiving spirit, God. Those that open their eyes, God, open their ears, those that's in a situation, that they may see you working it out. And, God, we just appreciate you. We appreciate you. We can't thank you enough, and we love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. So, we are so grateful that you tuned in today to the Pastors for Punch TV studio. And remember that the day is the day that is universal, giving thanks for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and of course, giving thanks that God is keeping this universe and keeping us alive. Until next time, you enjoy your day. Don't eat too much. Have fun. Remember that in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God. And thank you, Uncle Benny and Auntie Betty, for coming on the show today. You made my day. Love you.
We love you, too. Okay.
Okay, you all have a great day, and we'll be talking to you on tomorrow. We have a special guest, and I'll be posting that so you can tune in also. Love you, and you be prayerful for those that don't have what you have, and just give God all the praise and honor. Till next time, have a wonderful day. Happy Thanksgiving.